Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We're excited about the word of the Lord, and we pray that this will be a blessed Monday morning. Praise God as you prepare, amen, to go about your day. Praise the Lord, or wherever you may be, throughout the nation, throughout the world, perhaps. Praise God. We just pray that the Lord will bless you today and keep you, amen, in his care. Praise God. Amen. We are going back into the word of the Lord. We are doing a teaching, amen, entitled that the segment of lessons is on the fivefold ministry. Praise God. Amen. We're just excited about the word of the Lord, and God is just so good, and his mercy is just everlasting, and we love the Lord today. Praise God. And we just ask that you just gather around as we go into the word of the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We just ask, God, as we go into your word this morning, that Father God, you would bless, that you would just anoint your word. Anoint every listener, Father God, and minister to us, Father, at the point of our need on today. You know what your people stand in need of, Father God, and we just come before you, God, and we thank you. Most of all, we thank you for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for the riches of your word and wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, Father God. We thank you for all the gifts that you have given into the body of Christ. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, and we just ask, Holy Ghost, that you would take control, that you would lead, and that you would guide, direct. Father, anoint your word today, and bless, Father, keep us, God. We thank you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, and praise the Lord. We, amen, are going back to our theme scripture. We're going to just read through that, amen, and then we will go further. But first of all, let me just say that on the last broadcast, amen, we talked about love. One of the things we talked about was charity and love, and the attributes of love, and how that all of us in the body of Christ must walk in the love of God. Amen. And Jesus was a great example of love, and he showed us how we should conduct ourselves, praise the Lord, day to day, moment by moment, second by second. So we must keep this word before us and keep prayer in the midst of us, and amen, and constantly stay before the Lord and ask God to place these things in us, amen, that we will walk in love, walk in righteousness, walk in love, long suffering, amen, and walk in patience and kindness. All of these things, praise God, help to build our character, amen, and we must have good, godly character, Christian character, amen, as a minister of the gospel, as one that preaches the word, amen, teaches the word, and leads God's people, amen. We know we're talking about the apostle, amen, but all of these traits need to be applied to us as men and women of God, amen, people of God, praise the Lord. So we're going to pick up now, and we're going to be talking about humility, praise God. Let's read the scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 11, and it says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You see, what I love about God is he wants us to be sound and whole, amen, even in the word of God. He doesn't want us to be double-minded. A double-minded man, the Bible says, is unstable in all his ways. So it's important for us to be secure in the Word of God and be sound. Amen. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. So the fivefold, amen, we say fivefold. Let me just say this. We say fivefold. We know that that word actually is not in the Bible, okay? But when you think of a hand, you have the thumb, you have the index finger, you have the middle finger, you have the pinky finger, then you have the finger right next to the index finger. That's a hand, praise God. And representing fivefold ministry is a hand. Amen. Five represents grace, praise God. So it's terminology that we use to represent, amen, these ministry gifts that God has given us. Sometimes we get caught up on words and things of this nature, and I had someone make a comment about that. Amen. And one of the things that we do not do is we don't debate the word. Amen. We preach it. Amen. We teach it. This is straight word. And basically what I'm talking about is ministry gifts that God has put in the body so that we're edified, so that we're built up. Praise God. Amen. Because we need all of these to work. We need all of these in operation. Amen. We need to see them displayed, as we said on last night about the evangelist and the pastor and the prophet and the teacher and the apostle. We need every last one of these gifts in the church. Amen. And it is just so that the church can be mature and grow up. Amen. That we will become perfected in the Word of God. Praise God. Now, let's go on. We're going to talk about humility. Praise God. And I want to read a scripture over in the book of Acts, chapter 20. It's a portion of this verse, verse 19. Praise God, Acts chapter 20, verse 19. Praise God. It says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Now, we know that Paul, praise God, he suffered a lot. Praise God. He went through a lot. Amen. He was one of those apostles that, amen, it was foretold of the persecution and things that he would endure. And all of the apostles, really, they suffered quite a bit. They were persecuted for proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he served the Lord with all humility. Amen. He was humble. And this applies to the way even an apostle would think, praise God. And Paul had to put on humility, praise God. God used him in such a mighty way, but he could not allow himself to get lifted up in pride, praise God. I want to talk about that just a little bit. So we must be careful not to allow knowledge to puff up our minds or puff us up. Mind is all over this morning. We must not be puffed up, lifted up in pride, if you will, because of what God gives us, because of the knowledge, revelation. There's so much material out on apostolic ministry. God gives men and women visions, revelation. Praise God, there are books, there are ministries, ministry tapes, there are DVDs on all this type of teaching, praise God. And I'm going to go into that a little bit before we end the broadcast, because I believe that God gives us these things and has used men and women of God so that we can be more equipped, better equipped, sound, praise God, to teach a sound doctrine, praise God. Okay, so we must not be puffed up in our mind. Pride is one of the most lethal weapons that the enemy will use against apostles. We must not be lifted up in pride. I don't care how God uses you, beloved, whether it's in the gifts, whether it's in prophecy, word. You know, there are great teachers that can expound the word, and God will take one word, and my God, they'll get so much revelation out of it. But even in that, we must stay humble before the Lord. Recognize that it's not you, it's not me, it's God. He just uses us. We're vessels. And when we take the time to spend time in God's presence and prayer and seeking Him, He's going to reveal Himself to us. Amen. He's going to give us word. He's going to give us things to share. But it's not for us to get lifted up in pride. Amen. Now listen, apostolic ministry is a ministry of revelation. Amen. God will reveal. Amen. Praise God. Because there are things that He wants to tell us and teach us. Praise God. And show us. Amen. This is why, again, we've got to stay in the Word. Amen. Every day we got to feed our spirit. Amen. With the Word of the Lord. Praise God. Now listen, I want to read Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 1 through 5. It says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." So God does reveal things to us, praise the Lord. Amen. But even in that, we must not be lifted up, think that we're better than someone else. Praise God that we have such a inroad to God and others may not. We have to be very, very careful. Praise the Lord that we keep ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that we humble ourselves. Praise God, under God's mighty hand. And then the Bible says He'll exalt you. Amen. He'll lift you up. Praise God. But, amen, excuse me, it's not for us, amen, to be lifted up in pride. We recognize, amen, that God is the one that's doing the work. We give God all the glory. We give Him all praise. We give Him all honor. Amen. Now, the word talks about Paul and the thorn in the flesh, and it says it was the messenger of Satan that buffeted him, that tormented him to a degree, that just agitated him. But it was given, the Lord allowed that to happen to keep him humble, to keep him seeking God, to keep his face toward God. Amen. That he wouldn't get out of himself, if you will, or get above measure, or just get, you know, crazy, if you will. It was the Lord allowed it. Amen. He allowed the demonic attack, amen, to prevent him from being exalted. Amen. Because of the revelations and abundance of those revelations. And you can read about that. I'm not going to take time to read that this morning, but 2 Corinthians chapter 12, amen, I think the first 11 verses or so, you can read about that, praise God. So humility is an essential part of apostolic ministry, amen. And it is because of the revelations and the things that apostles carry and what they minister to the church, praise God. So, as apostles, we must not be self-seeking. Amen. We must not operate in pride by being guilty of self-ambition. Praise the Lord. And I read that and I'm thinking, oh, that's powerful. Praise God. They must not seek power and position. It's not about, amen, seeking to be so much, if you will. Praise God. But just be humble. Praise God, wherever you are in ministry, be humble. Thank God. Amen. Keep God at the helm. Keep Him leading and allow Him to guide. Allow Him to direct. Praise God. Allow Him to give you the wisdom, because it takes a lot of wisdom just to be a minister of the gospel. It takes wisdom. It takes knowledge. Amen. It takes seeking God, staying separated, consecrated in a place where you can constantly hear God. Amen. And then obey the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, apostles must not use worldly tactics to gain influence. Amen. It's not about politics. Amen. It's not about any of those things. Amen. There's a place for politics, but it's not with the word. It's not in the Bible. Amen. It's not among the Christian people. Praise God. Don't use worldly tactics to gain notoriety. I can't say that word, but you understand what I'm saying. Amen. It's not about popularity. It's not about getting your name out there. Just be humble. Praise God. Just let God be God. Amen. And let him use you right where you are. Amen. Don't despise small beginnings. Stay where you are and allow the Lord to develop you. Allow him to develop the ministry that he's called you to. We've all been called to a walk. You know, we've been called for a specific purpose. Praise God. And so we must, amen, allow the Lord to do in us what he wants to do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen. So we must walk in humility and then wait for the Lord's promotion. Promotion doesn't come from the east. It doesn't come from the west. Promotion comes from God. Amen. God elevated Paul in a matter of 3 days. It didn't take God long to just place him right where he wanted him to be. Amen. He let him know the call that was on his life. Praise God. And once Paul got in sync with the Lord, amen, he got saved. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. The scales fell from his eyes. Jesus revealed himself to Paul. So Paul had a revelation of God and who he was and what he was all about, and it transformed his life. Amen. You will have an encounter with God. Hallelujah. That's one mark of an apostle, is that you will have an encounter with him. Praise God. You will, amen, have an experience with God. Praise God for yourself, that you've got to know God is real. You've got to know that he, amen, is God. Amen. And then you've got to know from him what he's called you to do. Praise God. You can't know through anyone else. You've got to know it directly. And if you've not gotten instructions from the Lord concerning your ministry, it doesn't matter what facet it is. Amen. If you are, let me use this as an example, any of the ministry gifts, whether it be evangelist or pastor or teacher or prophet, apostle, if you feel God has called you into any of these areas, amen, but you don't know what exactly you're to do, you need to wait on your ministry. You need to get before the Lord, and you need to let God work that out, work it through. Amen. It can be dangerous to take on a ministry and embrace it, but yet not know where God wants you and what he wants you to do. It can be dangerous. Amen. And so you've got to know, you get validation from God. He will confirm his word. Praise the Lord. I shared on several broadcasts ago of how we walked in the prophetic anointing for years. The Lord placed the prophetic gift on my life, the anointing, at the age of 14. Praise God. And God used me down through the years. Praise God. That was such a long time ago. Amen. But it really wasn't until 2001 that we embraced the office of prophet. Praise God. It took time to be developed, to be made, so that God could entrust me to walk in that office and, amen, to be effective in the work that God, amen, had placed in my life. And so a lot of times we don't want to be made. We don't want to wait. Praise God. God will walk you right into where he wants you to be, beloved. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to fight. You don't have to, you know, put yourself in a place where people can see you. Just be who God wants you to be. Amen. And let him make you. Let him mold you. Praise God. I can remember times when I would go in services. People didn't know me. They didn't know anything about me. But because of the anointing, praise God, the anointing makes room for itself. Praise God. Your gift if you will make room for itself. It will bring you before great men. Amen. Next thing you know, God is using you because he can trust you. When the work in you is pure, when you have a pure heart, a pure motive, praise the Lord, that's part of love. You know, you don't put on any airs. Amen. You work, you do, and then you retire. You move on. Praise God. And the Lord would use me, and it would blow my mind at what God was doing. But it was God. Amen. And God still wants to do that. He wants vessels meet for his use. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when we let God be God, praise God, people don't know who you are. You don't even have to say anything. Praise God. The anointing, oh, my God, will show up. Praise the Lord. So we just have to really, really be humble. We've got to just stay meek and humble before the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1, it says, "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you." Praise God. That leads into the word meekness. This is not weak, praise God. It means to be patient and mild, not inclined to anger or resentment. Rage and anger are signs of bad character. Praise God, so we have to be very careful that we're meek, we stay mild-tempered, praise God. Apostolic character also includes self-control. Amen. When you find yourself flaring up, flaring off, praise God, that's an area that, you know, for whatever reason it happens, amen. And I know that, you know, I'm pretty sure that you listening, some of you have been provoked to anger and all these things, but allow the Lord to temper you. Allow him to put in you what you need, that you do not, amen, flare up and all these things, that we're mild and patient. It's not my temperament to get angry and just blow up, although I have done it. I will be honest, praise God. But I recognize that that's not God. That is not how he wants us to walk or behave, praise God. So when the enemy is wanting to push us in that way, we've got to get some strength about us and tenacity about us. Amen. And that no devil, you're not going to trick me in that way. I'm not going to fall to those tricks, praise the Lord. So we must be meek, praise God. One more scripture I want to share. 1 Thessalonians 2:7, it says, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children." Praise God. That's how gentle we got to be in the body. Kind, amen. Must be gentle. And gentle simply means, it means to be mild again. It means to be mild and kind, not violent, harsh, or rough. Amen. Not brassy, praise God. Not with that rough edge, praise God. Yes, I'm pretty sure Paul was stern. I'm pretty sure he was straight to the point, praise God. But we must be mild. We must be meek. We must be gentle, praise God. And we must have humility. Amen. All of these traits make up our character. Amen. Jesus walked in every one of these. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to just say this, praise God. There are a lot of materials out here today on apostolic ministry. Praise the Lord. And God has used great apostles and men and women of God to share the word of God, to encourage us, to equip us. And I just want to encourage you in your training, praise God, and learning more about apostolic ministry, fivefold ministry, if you will. There are great books out here. For example, Dr. Bill Hammond wrote a book entitled Apostles, Prophets, and the Coming Moves of God. I highly recommend that. Amen. Apostle John Eckhart has written untold number of books on apostolic ministry, prophetic ministry. Praise God. He's got a dictionary out on apostolic words and terms. Dr. Paula Price has a book prophetic dictionary, and all of these materials. It's just a few I just wanted to mention, just some of these titles to you to build up your library that will enhance you. Praise God. Some of the materials we're going over, amen, as we read one of Apostle John Eckhart's books on apostolic character. Praise God. And I recommend that you order that from him. Go to his website, amen, Google his name. Amen. I don't have his website, and I'm not here to just really promote, but just want to share some of these things because we need to be fully equipped. Amen. We need to be sound in what we teach, amen, what we know, what we believe. Praise God. And so God has put in the body different ones that he has anointed to give revelation, to give knowledge, to help us. Amen. We need to be thoroughly equipped in this hour. And there are many others that God has used in ministry that teach on apostolic leadership and deliverance. And we're going to get into some of these other areas on deliverance. We're going to do some teaching again on deliverance ministry and the importance of when there are strongholds in our lives, what we must do, how to recognize them, praise God, and how to go before the Lord and get prayer and ministry. Praise God, because as leaders, we must be fully equipped, beloved. Amen. Gone are the days of us just, you know, fly by nights. We've got to know this word inside and out, amen, in order to give it, amen. And then we must stand, amen. We must stand firm, amen, in the word. So God is doing a restoring now, amen. Things are changing in the body, in the spirit of God, if you will. And so we must, amen, be fully equipped to teach this word, preach this word, amen, live this word, walk it. Praise God, so that the Holy Ghost, amen, can move again, so that his will can be done in the land. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for everyone that is tuned in. We thank you, God, that you are equipping us. I thank you, Father, for your anointing and for your presence. And I ask, Father, that you will continue the work that you have begun in us. Father God, that you complete the work in everyone of your people's lives, those that are listening today, those that may be discouraged and going through hard things right now in the process of working out the ministry and walking out the ministry that you called them to. I pray that you will strengthen your people today. Keep us encouraged and keep us on the wall. Keep us seeking you and loving you. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we thank God for what God is doing for the work. I want to thank every one of you that have dropped comments, put comments on our ministry page. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the emails and all of the all of you that listen, we thank God for you. And we just ask that if you want to know more about our ministry, you can go to www.wopministries.org. Praise the Lord. We do have ministry resources. Praise God. We're excited about what God is doing for the ministry and for the work of God. We do have our upcoming Power Ministries conference coming up pretty soon, amen, in May, May 19th through the 21st, we will be in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. And we're excited about what God is doing. Amen. The theme for this year's conference is Make Me a Vessel of Honor, Meet for the Master's Use. If you want more information about our conference, please go to our website. Amen. We invite you to register for the conference. Amen. Make plans to attend. Praise God. As time goes along, we will be speaking more about the conference and other things that God is having us do. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we want you to stay encouraged, beloved. Amen. Stay encouraged and know that God loves you. God cares about you. Praise the Lord. Drop us an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Praise God. If the Lord impresses upon you, praise God to partner with us, you may do so. Amen. You can just drop us a line. Amen. You can write to us, Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Amen. Until our next broadcast, we pray that you will stay encouraged. Know that God loves you. He cares about you. Amen. Be encouraged, beloved. Amen. God is turning things around for you. He loves you. He cares about you. Amen. He has your best interest at heart. Until our next broadcast, be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.